Damien, a New Mexico airship company recently announced that it has come to an agreement with the EPA to provide air quality data in the area. What can you tell us about this new deal and the company?
That's right, Anthony. We've talked in the past a little bit about Sky. I think the last time we talked about them, they had just gotten a grant from the state to kind of build out their process. Basically, they operate helium blimps, for lack of a better word. They've just entered into an agreement with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, as well as the New Mexico Environment Department and the Economic Development Department. And what they're going to be doing is monitoring air quality from 65,000 feet. Now, previously, of course, this sort of monitoring happened from the ground level, but the government agencies are hoping that getting way up there is going to be more helpful in providing more usable data from rather than the static ground instrument. So as part of that agreement, Sky and the EPA are going to be executing a five-year study that will be monitoring and sharing the data from instruments flown more than 65,000 feet in the air. That project, that five-year project, is expected to begin next year.
Okay, Damien, thank you so much for updating us on that. Such an important story, as many, especially in the West, are paying attention to air quality in the region. I want to move on and talk about another issue. The Las Cruces City Council is expected to take up an ordinance that could impact the use of plastic bags in the city. What can you tell us about this?
That's right. Albuquerque has passed one of these. I believe they've suspended it during the COVID-19 pandemic. But this is an ordinance that would not exactly ban single-use plastic grocery bags, but would implement a 10-cent fee for every bag that you use at most retail businesses around the city. And counselors are hoping that it'll kind of spur the use of reusable alternatives. But what counselors are expected to take up this afternoon would ban most retail businesses from giving out bags to customers for free at checkout. Instead, they would charge a 10-cent fee for every bag. Now, there are some exemptions in the ordinance. Perhaps the biggest one of those is for restaurants and food trucks. It could be interesting, you know. One thing counselors are certainly going to consider is not having that apply to shoppers who are receiving certain government assistance, like shopping with an EBT card. So they would be exempt from that plastic bag fee.
Okay, well, this is happening during a pandemic, and we've seen in the last year some places have banned reusable bags due to concerns about the spread of COVID-19. Did the council address this issue?
I don't think that is what is driving this. This is something that has been in discussion for at least the past 4 or 5 years. And we're working on a story right now, actually, kind of looking at the origins of this, which go back to school board president Ray Jaramillo before he was even a candidate for the State House of Representatives.
Okay, interesting story, Damien. I want to move on and talk about the final story, and that is on investigating the infrastructure bill and how New Mexico may benefit. What can you tell us about that?
That's right. As our listeners know, of course, last week the U.S. Senate approved that $1.2 trillion infrastructure package. This is kind of the hard infrastructure, the roads and bridges and broadband package, not the human infrastructure. That has certainly come about through some difficult negotiations between both parties in Washington. But in New Mexico, if it should pass and be signed into law by President Biden, New Mexico could see $2.5 billion in highway funds, plus another $225 million for bridge replacement over the next 5 years, as well as about 366 million dollars over 5 years for sustainable public transportation improvements. There's also money in there, quite a lot of money, for powering plug-in electric vehicles, extending broadband coverage, wildfire protection, cybersecurity, all kinds of different benefits. Of course, if you want to find out more, you can read the story in the Las Cruces Sun News.
Damian, thanks for the update this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure.